An impossible task. An impossible task. We've all been faced by impossible tasks in our day, and we haven't known what to do or how to accomplish it or how to fulfill that impossible task because it just seemed so impossible. No matter how we looked at it, no matter what we thought, we'd say, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Well, the city of New York was experiencing illnesses, diseases, problems. They were experiencing all sorts of things back in the early 1800s, and they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to handle it. And the 1900s came along, and they didn't know how to handle it. They didn't know what to do about it. They were, as historical pattern was, dumping sewage and trash and things like that in the street. And the city was growing by leaps and bounds, people there, and yet they were having all these problems. They had outstanding engineers in the city trying to figure out what to do, how to handle things. What were they going to do? Everything was so flat, they couldn't run the drains down, they couldn't do anything like that. If they put drains underneath buildings, they were having all sorts of problems. And they thought about it and thought about it. And many engineers came up with all sorts of beautiful, fantastic, fictitious ideas that seemed impossible. And of course they were impossible because they didn't do it. And then along came one engineer and he says, all right, what we're going to do, we're going to raise the buildings and then we're going to put sewer lines underneath the buildings. But we're going to raise the buildings. And this seemed like a very foolish idea. There was much opposition to it, because imagine raising all the buildings in the city of New York to put sewer lines under them. And they tasseled and hassled over that for years. And finally, they decided something had to be done, so they would give that a try. And they had raised up great big trucks by screw lifts, and these heavy trucks were very momentous, and so they thought, well, all right, let's put them under a city block, and let's raise a city block at a time. And so they took these screw lifts that they put underneath vehicles to lift them up, and they put 60 of them around one block. And equally, they raised the entire block up. And when they got the block up sufficient height, they put their sewer line underneath it, and then they went to the next block, and they did it. Naturally, this was a very time-consuming activity, but it seemed like an impossibility, and it was an impossibility if they didn't do it. But they did it. Under the entire city of New York, they raised it so that they could put the sewer lines underneath it. The rivers were there, the water was there, everything was there. But the thing is, they had to raise it. And because they agreed to follow an impossible task, they found that they could make that accomplishment. And that accomplishment was so fantastic, they were just amazed that it worked. There was much against it, but they had to do it. Because there was so much illness in the city, because of the sewage that was in the streets. There was so much, they needed to get rid of the waste. And they dumped it into the rivers, and they dumped it into the ocean, and they dumped it wherever they could. And that was just fine, too. And then they found that they were polluting the waters. The very water from which they're getting their drinking water was being polluted by the city sewage. And they had to have sewage treatment plants so that they'd treat the water before they dumped it into the rivers and lakes and ocean. And that took a great deal of time, too. That didn't happen overnight, but it was somebody had a dream. Somebody took an impossible idea and worked it out. And now they're having trouble with water that comes in when it rains so heavy, and the rain comes down more than their sewage lines can handle. And so they're digging a deep pit into the ground. And this deep pit will take the water and hold the excess water when it comes, because it comes infrequently, but it comes, and it floods the whole city. So they're drilling this deep, deep, deep pit for it, and it's coming along just fine. Already it has worked several times, but it needs to be deeper yet. And they're making it deeper yet. And they're getting the water flow out, and they're getting the impossible tasks, they're getting it done. Everyone said it was an impossible task. It couldn't be done, it couldn't be done, it couldn't be done. But yet they're doing it. They're doing that impossible task because they're finding that if there is a choice to have something done, they can do it. Every impossible task that we face in our life is just a matter of, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And there are maybe 100,000 more people who come up with ideas, who have said to themselves, I know that I know that I know. And their divine idea was okay, but it wasn't the divine idea. And finally, the divine idea comes along, and it's a workable idea. It's an idea that is impossible, but all these things are impossible. And they put it to work, and it functions. And pretty soon, they take care of the situations that happen in their life. The problems that happen in their life become, instead of impossibilities, probabilities and possibilities. And they put it to work. And they work very diligently on it. They work very carefully on it. They work very lovingly on it. And as they work very lovingly on it and carefully on it, they accomplish it. Now, after New York had accomplished its great impossible task and impossible feat, cities all over the United States began doing the same thing. They would raise up their cities. Many didn't have to, but many did, because there were cities like New York that was on such a level plain, on such a level ground with water around it and so forth. Do you have any impossible tasks that you would like to accomplish in your life today? Do you have any impossible tasks that you'd like to see fulfilled in your world today? See it done, and see it wonderfully done, beautifully done, magnificently done. Have you any tasks that you'd like to see that way? If you would, just say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, you may be one of a thousand people who are helping to solve the problem. And your solution may very well be the solution that is being sought. Your solution may be the choice that they're working on and they're wanting to have happen. Yes, it can be done. And it can be done wonderfully and beautifully and perfectly. Because things that are impossible are just something that takes a little longer to figure out. Takes a little more time to be concerned about it. Say, stop thinking of what the problem is and think, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And when you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, the divine in you knows an answer that is not going to come off your drawing board. It's not going to come off of something that you're codging around on a sheet of paper trying to come up with a solution. It's going to be like a light bulb, and it's going to sparkle in your mind. It's going to say, this is it. And then, if you have the wisdom to see it, if you have the wisdom to feel it, if you have the wisdom to know it and do something about it, then truly magic does happen. Truly, the impossible is done. And you and I, each one of us in this world, every being alive, can say the divine knows the answer in them. The divine knows the answer in us. And listen to that divine and follow through and have it be something that is the magical miracle in your life. You may never become famous for it. You may never become known for it. You may never become appreciated for the wisdom that you've shown. But as you start thinking about it, you open the doorway for all that inner wisdom to shine out. Let that inner wisdom in you shine out today. Know that you know that you know, and the divine in you reveals to you all the decisions you'd like. All the impossible tasks become realized because you listened within. Have a glorious day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.